Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about owning it with grace. I had an experience where I showed up to teach my normal Friday yoga class. Got the music set up, got my mat set up, was ready to go. It's just like any other day. And walked out of the room, came back into the room, and another yoga teacher was there looking confused, standing on the stage. And I quickly realized that there had been a misunderstanding with who was teaching that day. He understood that I was going to be out of town, and I obviously wasn't out of town. So there was a problem. He said, okay, maybe I'll get our boss to change the name so you get paid for this class. Now, normally, it would be really easy to get defensive in this kind of situation and to try to kind of blame the other person or even try to kind of shame myself and beat myself up. But instead, I just decided to own it. I stopped right there and said, no, it was my mistake. I will take your class. Let's keep it how it is. And I will enjoy being the student. Now, this is different than I would have handled it in the past. I would have probably gotten defensive and said something like, I don't know what happened, or just kind of avoiding responsibility for it, or being really hard on myself. Oh, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I messed this up. But instead, I just took what was true of the situation, owned it, and actually had a really great experience taking his class and being the student in my own class, which is why I wanted to talk to you about this topic today, about owning it with grace, and give you three strategies to handle it with grace. The first is to find the truth. Whenever you feel yourself getting defensive, take a deep breath and find the truth in it. The only reason that you're feeling defensive is because a part of you thinks what they're saying is true. So if you can find that piece, even if it's just a sliver or a shard, there's something that is hurting. There's something that you agree with them in. So if you can find that truth and embrace it, in so many cases, so in my case, it was the truth that we both showed up to teach. So in my case, it was the truth that we both showed up to teach the same class at the same time. And it was my class, and I was responsible for that transaction. And it was my class, so I was responsible for that transaction. So no matter how it really turned out in the end, the truth was, it was my responsibility and it was my mistake. Number two, take the pain up front. The reason that we get defensive is because embracing the truth is not easy. Our brain wants to protect us. It wants to keep us safe and it wants to conserve energy. All of those things are the opposite of that. I think of it as ripping the Band-Aid off, knowing that it's going to hurt a little, to accept the truth and own it. But if I try to blame the other person or shame myself or cover it up, it's going to hurt a whole lot more later down the road. Taking the pain up front, I felt a little embarrassed, which is part of the pain, right? Those icky emotions that we don't want to feel. Sometimes those emotions we even label as sin. Emotions like pride, greed, anger, envy, and jealousy. Nobody really wants to feel those feelings or even acknowledge that they feel those feelings. But there is power in embracing those and noticing that you are a human feeling a human emotion and not putting a bunch of shame on top of those icky emotions, because that really doesn't help anything. And number three, focus on the good. I decided to focus on the good. I decided to focus on what was good about my mistake. It was good that I got to be a student in my own class. It was good that I got to observe the person who normally substitutes my class. I didn't know how he taught my classes, and I didn't know what that experience was like. And I actually learned a thing or two about how I wanted to go forward teaching my class because I had that experience of being the student in my class. I also really just enjoyed taking the class. It really did turn out to be a good experience for me and just what I needed for that day, which would have been a completely different experience if I hadn't handled it the way I did. So I do want to interject here a little caveat that I don't always handle everything this way. This is just an example of the time when I did, and noticing that helps me to do it more often when I take the time to look how it went and how I liked how I showed up. So in your life, take the time to notice the good and maybe even just to celebrate how you handled it. The more you reinforce that positivity, the good choice, however you want to call it, the more you reinforce it and the more you celebrate it, the more likely you are to repeat it in the future. So take that moment. If nothing else good comes out of it other than you showed up the way you wanted to show up and you processed your emotions and you owned it, then that's something to celebrate and that's something to pat yourself on the back for. So to recap, in your close personal family relationships this week, notice where you can use these three principles to improve your relationships. Number one, own it. Find the truth. Number two, take the pain up front. And number three, focus on the good. And you will be able to own it with grace. Thank you so much for listening and have an amazing week. Bye for now. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.